Hello, listeners. Welcome to an exciting episode of After Credits, Delhi Crime. A crime special where we bring you never heard before insider stories about your favorite shows and films. In the spotlight today are Mr. Richie Mehta, the writer-director of Delhi Crime, and the show's lead actor, Shefali Shah. Richie here in the last episode was discussing how shooting this series has been a learning experience for him in context of how he perceives the police community. It seems the show is going to be as big an eye-opener for the audience as it has been for the creators. Shefali, I want to know from you that as an actor, how changed is your perspective about everything after the show? As your journey of portraying Vartika Chaturvedi was nearing its close, did you feel differently about the community of women like her?
So when you met me for the first time and you told me about this, when this case actually happened, like a lot of us, I didn't know this side of the story at all. Mm-hmm. It was just about the anger and the angst and how we blamed everyone. Mm-hmm. Who we expected to just miraculously take care of us. Mm-hmm. So when I heard this, I was like, whoa, this is really something. Mm-hmm. The catalyst of what happens is what happened then. Mm-hmm. And it's sad what happened to her finally. There's pain, there is anger, there's frustration, there's a sense of a deep sense of loss.
Horror.
Horror,
right? Incomprehension.
Yeah, completely. Mm-hmm. And just that she couldn't survive it. And the mm-hmm. fact is, even if she had to go through this.
Yes.
I mean, which is terrible. Yeah. But when I did this, when I did the show, surprisingly, I didn't come out feeling weaker. I felt more empowered.
Yeah. That was the hope.
Yeah, because there was one woman who was wronged and what happened to her was terrible. But then there was this other woman who took it up as a personal fight and did what she had to do to get it sorted.
Yeah.
It was like she was fighting not just for Nirbhaya, but for all the women who identified with it.
Yeah, so it becomes a personal...
It became a personal thing,
yes.
Yeah. So it was a sense of I still on a certain level, a lot of the questions that I asked as a layman at that point of time got answered.
Mm.
You know, where I was sitting out and judging and saying, this could have been done.
And that's the hope.
Yeah, yeah, completely.
That's the hope. The hope is that people who still have unanswered questions or had unanswered questions at the time, we can address those and then look at the bigger picture, because there are so many issues related to all of this, and to depict that dramatically with a team of people, a team of artists who are so committed to this exploration in a dramatic sense, I think, it became a journey for everybody.
Yeah,
I think,
and it
especially
wouldn't have been, for you. It wouldn't have been possible, like, you know, there are projects and everyone's doing their best professionally,
mm-hmm.
but then there's something that comes up where, like this case actually happened for Chaya, it becomes personal.
Mm-hmm.
Something like this can't be created unless it's personal.
Yes.
And every single person on set just wanted to do it.
Yeah. Well, because also I think a lot of us, when it happened, your hands are tied. You're like, what do I do? Right? It manifests itself in a protest.
Yeah.
Let's go to the protest and just scream. Because we need to scream.
Yeah.
That's the best we can do right now. Some people turn to violence. And in this case, I mean, you know, we're in the arts industry. What do we do? What can we do? What can a person do? Well, listen, we can actually channel this in a certain way. And I think everyone saw that opportunity. And then as a viewer, if you go through it, there's a potential opportunity for empowerment here to get the information and to get the emotions associated with it from the people on the front line and then say, okay, I'm armed. I think I know what I can do to make this better. That's the hope that's the most ideal hope of the arts and entertainment that I certainly consume and certainly want to create.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That's all from our side. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in.
Delhi Crime, now streaming only on Netflix.